I am now joined by the folks from the Chosen Family Zine, Mike Amari, a local event organizer for Opus 40, Basilica Hudson and others, and Liam Singer, owner of the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and also a member of Wavefarm's board of directors, are here in the Wavefarm studio to tell us what's going on in November locally.
What's going on?
In November.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the main thing is that we're now at that point where the outdoor venues in the area have shut down.
Yeah, this is a significantly shorter...
So it gets smaller, but it also gets, like, weirder.
Yeah, yeah.
And new places sort of begin to emerge.
New places pop up, and definitely a lot more local acts are, you know, coming out of the woodworks. There's some very good stuff going down in November. But yeah, like you said, it's we're getting into the hunker down months.
I mean, I just sort of recently found out about some places that opened probably about a year ago, but in Newburgh, mm-hmm. There's a place called Toasted that does parties. And then in the show paper in the zine here that we've just put out for this month, there's like Jet Set Tiki Bar in Newburgh. And I had an interesting show that they were doing with a band called The Stride, I think it was, from the city. And then there's a band coming down from Albany, and there's a 45s DJ. So it's got this kind of like retro, you know, tiki bar kind of vibe in there, but like psych garage rock, you know.
Nice.
So I feel like that's probably worth checking out.
Yeah. I mean, Newburgh in general, I've still never like just gone and hung out there for a night. I got to do that.
Yeah. One of the other like more unique things this month is that Catskill Amateur Film Competition.
Yes.
Tales from the Catskills. That's at Tinker Street Cinema.
Yeah. And they have an adults night and then a kids day as well. So that's that is awesome.
And then also at Tinker Street, they have another really interesting night, which is this documentary called Snowmobiles from 1973, which is apparently literally just about snowmobiles. I feel like that's a front for something, and like I feel like there's something else going on in this movie.
I think snowmobiles peaked in 1973.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, the documentation is there,
followed by a full live acoustic set by the Black Lips.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. And they're
famous
playing
for their snowmobile sets,
right? Like match made in heaven. And the Black Lips are playing at Tubby's too, but that show is sold out. So
yeah.
If you didn't get tickets to that,
you can only see the Black Lips with snowmobiles.
You have to sit through the snowmobile film. Yeah. Yeah.
And we were looking through and picking a few out. The Bobby Lees at Colony, they're playing two shows in the middle of the month. And Mike, you said you heard it might be their last show.
Yeah, rumor. I mean, this is like local band that has worked really hard for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years and really taken off. And I think that they're not really locally based anymore so much. So I think, you know, I don't know if this is like their last show in the area for a while or if they're going on a hiatus in general. But I heard something about that.
It's the last something.
Yeah. It's always the last something.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had also down near Newburgh and Beacon, there were some interesting events. This place called Happy Valley, that's like a arcade bar situation. They do sort of like theme nights and stuff, and they're doing something called Mean Girls Cabaret,
yes,
which is like a show, like a dance performance show thing and a party and thing. So I feel like, you know, for the right crowd, if you're in the right headspace, that's that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie.
They're gonna do 2 hours of Jingle Bell Rock.
We'll see.
And it's just gonna get worse and worse every time.
Yeah. At Avalon, probably our biggest live show of the month is Lydia Lunch is playing with her band Retrovirus, and she's announced it's one of her last two gigs playing this stuff.
And the band is kind of insane, right?
Yeah, yeah. Weasel Walter's in there, and I can't remember who else off the top of my head, but it's an incredible band. One of the last chances to see her do her sort of no wave stuff. So that's a big one. And then other than that, some cool cool local artists. Stonefruit, who's a local ambient artist, actually, he's playing an album release show with Sapato. They were going to be at Foreland, but it got moved to Avalon. So that's on the 9th now. And then Rager, a.k.a. Rebecca Borer from Hudson, is doing an album release show on the 15th at Avalon, which is...
Yeah, that record is awesome. I think there's one track up on, you know, the streamers.
Yes.
That's really good. Yes. And, you know, I mean, the show, like, her original music is great, and everyone should check that out. But if you miss that, they're also DJing at...
Oh, yes.
A screening of Hackers at Hudson Hall, which is a really... If you've been to Hudson Hall, it's kind of regal in there.
I guess the theme of this month is really strange movie screenings with like, some kind of live accompaniment, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually... Upstate Films at the Saugerties location, the Orpheum Theater. They're in the middle of like a music doc series, so we have a few things listed in the show paper, which if you don't get your hands on the physical zine this weekend, we also posted all of this to our Instagram, which is at Chosen Family Presents. Yes. But they have a bunch of great docs on an array of different things, but then they also are screening the Buick and Gase doc, which was shot in Hudson at Basilica over the pandemic. And Aaron from Buick and Gase is going to do a live performance with that as well. So,
yes.
I mean, I feel like it's the time of year to start, you know, sitting in
dark rooms. Dark,
heated quietly. Room. Yeah.
Yeah. Dance party-wise, Jonathan Toobin's returning to Half Moon. Nice. And that's always a blast. He does like, you know, classic soul dance parties. Mm-hmm. And Avalon's doing back to back the weekend after Thanksgiving, Primal Disco and Community Rave Network, which are two really fun parties. And then, yeah, I guess you mentioned some dance parties happening down south. I think that's.
Yeah. And what was the weird show at Colony this month?
Oh, Cool Keith.
This month,
this was out of place Colony show.
Well, the irony, like, Cool Keith played there when they first reopened, and it kind of made sense with like what they were doing, but they've sort of gone in this like more, you know, sort of down the middle
right
direction. So Cool Keith now feels like crazy to play there. You know,
I can report from last month's out of place Colony show that there was a small mosh pit at Lightning Bolt.
Yeah,
nice.
And did you have to like sign a waiver to get into it or
no? It was.
you'll have to check out the.
They cool I think I heard they wouldn't allow they wanted to charge them like $200-$300 to drop glitter in the club, or maybe Glockabell wanted to.
Glockabell played Avalon, she did throw a lot of glitter, and she did ask me in advance, and I did say it was okay, and it was. Fairly difficult to clean glitter.
Glitter,
so,
man.
You know,
yeah.
Colony might be ahead of the game on that.
There's also, I wanted to mention the local in Saugerties. They've got a handful of shows this month. I think maybe the most interesting coming up this weekend is Emel or Emel. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but Tunisian singer. Don't know anything about them, but like the little bit I heard sounded awesome.
Yeah, totally cool.
And they also have a band called Trocare from, are they from Mexico?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. It's like psych jazz. That sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a really small room. It's like, you know, an old church chapel. So I think like if you're into the show, it's a really great place to be. It's not somewhere that I would just like
go drop in, right.
You know, on a random night. So.
Then Park Theater too has a couple of cool kind of world music shows. Habina and man, there was another one, I gotta find it. Interesting flautist playing. I don't know. Y'all can use the internet.
Yeah. Park Theater, Hudson, check it out. I feel like some of these like smaller indoor spaces are kind of ramping up.
The Half Moon.
Seems like in Hudson is ramping up, Park Theater.
Totally.
Tubby's has a full slate as always. I would say sort of, you know, two of the best shows this month are there and are already sold out, which is the Black Lips and Mary Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've got tons of great stuff. I mean, I think Tubby's is the type of place that you can kind of drop in on a show and it will probably be interesting.
Yeah, totally. Their curation is pretty awesome.
They have a show at the end of the month. There's actually just the way it worked out is that one night they have June McDoom, who's this great sort of like pastoral indie, like some of her record has like acoustic guitar and strings. It's really beautiful. And then the next night is Disco Doom, so it's June McDoom and then Disco Doom back to back nights.
Nice.
Disco Doom's from Switzerland. They're also playing with a local band called Marlboro, who are from Marlboro. Kind of doing like a Wilco thing there, where it's like Marlboro the band.
And then this guy, Mike Emery, is on the yeah, band as well. Mike Emery.
That's yeah. interesting.
Weird.
Weird.
Also at Avalon, I want to mention Wayne Horvitz, out jazz legend, playing toward the end of the month. And John Mueller, very cool experimental artist toward the beginning. What else we got here?
Did we mention Joe McPhee with strings?
Oh, no, we didn't. That's a big one.
That's at Howland
Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah. That's actually at the
or Canine Hackett.
Oh, right. Yeah, Canine Hackett Arts in Poughkeepsie, I believe.
Yeah, that's going to be just a crazy cool show.
Yeah.
Joe McPhee
local legend. And then, yeah, I mean, that's like all in the show paper that's in the Chosen Family zine, but the zine also has like local art and photography and stuff in it. And there's a really great interview, which you could probably speak to with Elliot, who regularly runs door and stuff on the dance parties and stuff at Avalon. But it's just like a really, like, has an incredible story.
Yeah, it's sweet. And I was totally taken by surprise that the interview happened. But Sarah Van Buren, who organizes community rave network parties, among many other things, lives in Hudson, interviewed Elliot, who, as you mentioned, often works the door for our dance parties. Elliot's just had like a really wild life that involves being heavily in the techno and house scenes in New York at a certain time, and then, you know, moving to Amsterdam and producing all these amazing events.
And he like still does stuff over there.
Yeah. Which is wild. And he's now also works for the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition. Right. So does.
It is the Elliot I was thinking of. I was assuming that was the Elliot Mattis.
So there's a great interview with him in the zine that when Sarah sent it to me is longer than what we can usually fit. And so I said, I'm probably going to have to cut this down. But when I read it, it was like, what do I even cut from this? This is just fascinating. And it is very succinct. It's not like he's, you know, going off on tangents or anything. It's just
big life.
So, you know, it's fun to learn about, you know, people in your community and your neighbors, and
you don't always know their backstories.
Yeah, exactly. Like, really fascinating. And then, yeah, there's a bunch of great stuff in the zine. Most of them are out now. The rest will be out by this weekend. So, again, if you go to the website, chosenfamilypresents.com, or the Instagram, we put all the locations up on there.
And this is the last physical copy. We're taking a winter break. We'll keep doing the show paper on the Instagram.
So if you have an event, you can also send it in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And the deadline will even be a little later in the month since we aren't doing a physical one. But yeah, we'll, fingers crossed, have it in us to bring it back in the spring.
Yeah,
we'll see how many. I guess next month we'll see how many New Year's Eve events there are locally.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar. It's like we just had the Halloween events, and then there's like, you know, the weekend of Thanksgiving is always a lot of events going on. But it's like, you know, that kind of stuff, I feel like you don't need as much guidance. You're probably going to go to your favorite place, or
you're going to go where your friends are going.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is turn people on to stuff that is maybe outside of their friend circle or their town. Like if you live in,
or maybe on a Tuesday night when they're not thinking about going out.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. And you know, maybe you can't catch the show then, but then that artist a few months later is playing down the street from you and you go check it out. So yeah.
Yeah. You think back to your New Year's Eve and how many bands can you remember that you actually saw or, paid attention to or could hear over the din of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amateur night. You guys know.
Yeah. I was sort of going to say that, but it can still be a really fun night too. It's just
nothing against it at all. But it you know, it's just
I'm an amateur myself.
There's less to sort of dive into.
And we didn't mention Gravesend, Graveside.
Graveside in Woodstock.
Jason Webley, who I don't really personally know, but I could sort of tell from reading about, has kind of a cult following. Is playing there,
and I saw that they added a sort of karaoke thing there,
they do like live piano karaoke, right?
On the November 12th and 19th, it's called Party Around a Piano.
I saw that.
That's
yes.
Very intriguing.
Piano bar style karaoke is a lot of fun because you know the player can work with you while you sing and stuff.
So there's a lot of great stuff going on this month.
Oh yeah,
support your local venue.